Well, we do know they recognise faces and they can remember a good couple of hundred people, a couple of hundred faces individually. So it does seem to be the case that when the magpies are familiar with you, know that you come through their territory regularly, know you're not a threat, that they're less likely to swoop.
Right, because it's only a short space of time each year. It's across spring for 4 to 6 weeks when the male bird, I understand, is trying to protect his chicks. Is that right?
That's right. The swooping season normally runs from August to October, with each individual bird, only swooping for around 4 to 6 weeks. When those male birds feel threatened, feel like there's a threat on their nest, on their young, that's when they'll, well, some of them, not all of them, might have a swoop.
So things like, it's sort of like when you're dealing with bees and wasps, you shouldn't kind of go berserk, right, and wave your arms around and try to get them out because they could perceive that as a threat.
Look, that's exactly right. They're attacking because they feel threatened. So if you're doing something to make them feel even more threatened, that's only going to make it worse and reinforce to that particular bird that humans, or even yourself, if they can recognise you, are a threat to their eggs and their young. So acting calm, trying your best to stay calm. I know it's not easy. I haven't been swooped plenty of times myself. But that's probably one of the best ways to help reinforce that bird that you're not actually there trying to do it harm.
And you mentioned their memories. They do have terrific memories. They can remember faces. Often I hear kids are the target of magpie attacks because they're wearing uniforms that look like other children who've attacked them in the past. Is that right?
That does make sense. You've got something distinctive. We know from other birds that they can really recognise patterns well. So perhaps it's just, guilty by association. If one kid's not done the right thing and you're dressed the same way, then, maybe it's tough luck. But, just remembering to remain calm around them is just that really important thing. But keeping yourself safe as well. Like, obviously, if the bird's swooping, you want to get out of that area as quickly and as safely as you can without doing yourself any harm in the process. Remembering that you're often around roads and things like that. So just being really conscious of just not running or riding away blindly from them.
And Dr. Carl Hilliard, do they have the potential to do a lot of damage, magpies?
Oh, look, they can draw blood. And we do hear some pretty nasty stories. I've had friends that had blood drawn. They're not trying to harm you. They're trying to protect their young. They're not malicious birds by nature, but they are really defensive and territorial. So some of them, it's just as benign as a swoop over and let you know they're there and encourage you out the way. But other ones, we do know that they can draw blood, have a go around the ears, have a go around the scalp. It's not really nice. That's why some of those recommendations to help protect you, like wear a hat, wear a broad-brimmed hat, something above your head, umbrellas even if you have to go through an area where there's particularly vicious birds, just a case of taking those precautions so that you keep yourself safe.